Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and I still have bronchitis, so apologies for the voice. Today's podcast is called Live for the Eulogy, Not the Resume. Have you heard about the TED Talks, TED? There's one I've listened to recently by a fellow called David Brooks, and if you search for the TED Talks and David Brooks, you'll find his talk. It's only 5 minutes long, and it's well worth listening to. The crux of his talk was a question. Should we live for our resume, or CV for us Brits, or our eulogy? David oversimplifies the issues, but what can you do with only 5 minutes? He makes the point, however, that while our resume describes our skills and accomplishments, our eulogy will be more focused on our character and relationships. At least one would hope so. You see, he suggests that, quote, most of us, including me, would say that the eulogy virtues are the more important of the virtues. Well said. But he adds, are they the ones that I think about the most? And the answer is, no. And that rings true for me as well. Imagine your own funeral and what might be said there about you. How much could be said sincerely about your positive character traits? Or would the speaker be compelled to speak of your accomplishments to cover the lack of good things to say about your character? Aren't the best eulogies those that celebrate the person rather than the accomplishments? My father once had the task of speaking at a funeral for a man who was universally disliked. None of the family came. What could my father say that would be honest when there appeared to be nothing to commend the deceased? After some investigation, it transpired this man had been a submariner in the First World War. At least my father could offer some positive comment on his service for his country. Amen to that. But how sad that more could not be said in praise of his character. Another David, the Hebrew king, must have been thinking along similar lines when he wrote this in Psalm 39. Show me, Lord, my life's end, and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting my life is. You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Everything is but a breath. Everyone, rather, is but a breath, even those who seem secure. David understood that to live right, it was vital he remembered that life is finite. If we adopt this approach, we will surely pay greater attention to the things in life that really matter, character and relationships. Well, how does this work in practice? Well, here's a suggestion. Take this following sentence and fill in the blanks. Quote, when the time comes for my eulogy to be spoken, I hope they will say that I was, what would you fill in there? And maybe another character issue. And a third thing, perhaps three things. Write that sentence out and then ask yourself the question, how will my day be different? If you're brave enough, post your sentence on this site as an inspiration to others. And at the very least, put it up somewhere you can see it every day. Let's live for the eulogy and not the resume. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.